Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Shri Ramka.
And I have to giggle. If you heard that little funky sound as we came on, that was our big dog, Henry. I think he wanted to say hello, too. He's saying, hello today. And hello to all of you. Today, we are diving into what is ascension awareness and why you should know. And that is a big one.
Absolutely, because we are all on a path of upliftment. The question is, are you conscious of it?
Well, and what are you lifting into?
And what are you lifting into?
Exactly. Well, you know, Shri, before we go any further, we want to give a shout out because today is our first day, I think in 27 or 28 days, that we have not had any guests here at Tosa Blue Mountain. We have just culminated an incredible, really, month of journeying with people and diving between the dimensions, experiencing multiple dimensional states of consciousness and growing together. And my heart just wants to reach out to everyone that was here and say thank you. We love you so much.
Since late June, it's been our honor to host many guests here that have been enjoying this fabulous campus of self-ascension that we call Tosa Blue Mountain. The rocks are blue, folks.
Yeah, they
the rocks are literally blue.
Because today we had the first moment in a month to walk around and go, wow, we get to live here.
and so, yes, we just want to say thanks to everyone that visited, and we're enjoying the quietude right now and connecting with you who are listening.
And to all of you who supported this journey energetically, we felt you, we thank you, we honor you. And as always, every Sunday when we come together, it is a moment of family and conscious community. And so thank you, beloved ones. We are truly most grateful for you and your presence here with us. Now, Shri, before we go any further, I know the lines. I'm not sure if the lines are already full or not, guys, but let me give you that number. Join in the show. Get in the queue. It is simply 888, and there it is, 627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008, and my producer is telling me there is a line open. Get on the phone, guys.
So,
call right now.
888-627-6008.
And remember, if you call after all those lines are full and you get a busy signal, hold on to this number. Because as soon as we say hello and goodbye to someone, that's your chance to call into the show.
So we're going to talk a little bit about ascension awareness.
No, I think we're going to talk a lot of it.
Well, a lot of it.
a lot of it about ascension awareness. Ooh, can I say that three times fast?
I hope not. One of the things that I kind of smile at as we talk about these stages of consciousness, these stages of self-ascension, is the pyramid of spiritual awakening includes four distinct levels. And just in a nutshell, that's density consciousness, spiritual activism, ascension awareness.
Ooh, today's fun show.
And ascension consciousness.
And I got to jump in, Shri, because if you've been tuning in with us, and we pray that you have been, but if you've not caught our show lately, we've talked a lot about this July liftoff experience. And here we are. I mean, I cannot even believe how fast this month went, Shri. Can you?
Well,
here we are. It's the 22nd of July. And that liftoff is really anchoring. And we've got about 8 days left, guys, about 1 week left to really be aware of where we are in our own spiritual evolution. Because come August, guys, it is hot, hot, hot. And that's next week's show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things about any form of yardstick, so to speak, you know, the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening offers these four zones. But even within the four zones, there's strata.
There's those three moments that everybody goes through.
And so ascension awareness is one of those things that comes very naturally to those who are willing to continue to grow, evolve, and redefine themselves. When we are in a static definition of our identity, you know, it's like you say, I identify with my career or my political or my faith or whatever it is.
Whatever.
And that you hold fast to that, well, it can be good for your development initially, it also, anything you hold fast to becomes a roadblock later on.
Well, you know, your consciousness becomes your veil, right?
Absolutely. And so it's an interesting process that we all go through. I think, you know, we've been talking about spiritual activism for the last month.
Well, we talked about it because in June, for the first time ever, the entire planet was literally navigating just that one strata of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. What? And it was kind of like a preemptive move to experience the awareness and to really understand awareness, experience, choice.
Well, I had a smile come to my face earlier today as I was thinking about spiritual activism.
Oh, I thought that was because I look good.
You, yes, yes. And I was remembering, I think one of the very first activism experiences that I ever had as a child, what we used to call it school spirit.
Oh, sure.
You know,
sure. Yeah.
Where you know, it's if your team is the Tigers or the Bears or whatever.
You are full on Tigers or Bears,
that's
baby.
Right, that's right. And we identify with the group. And this bigger group, and we put a lot of passion and identity there.
And that's actually an entry stage into spiritual activism up out of density consciousness. And when you think about it, you know, we grow up, we're in our little family unit, right? And so it's very much a focus of me and me inside this unit. And then when you go to school or you leave the family and start whatever your interactions are with the rest of the quote unquote world, you are almost forced to grow into spiritual activism. There is an immediate interaction with the greater we. And even if it is a limited perspective, it is a step of ascended presence.
It is. And there are stages to the activism, because some forms of activism are really very tightly knit, almost cult-like, and other forms are far more permissive or open. But nonetheless, the purpose of activism is to train the ego to think beyond itself.
Yet, because it's so self-preserving, this is where you got to love this, guys.
It's a paradox.
It is a paradox. But because the ego is so self-preserving, even though it has relaxed, let's use that word, into saying, okay, I'm going to relax into a greater sense of we, right?
And I'm going to adapt that. Some others.
Right. But because I'm self-preserving, I can only go as far as this one focus. I must thereby eliminate all others. And this is where the trap of activism comes in. This is where the limitations, the judgments, the ways that we interact start framing. Are you in the entry? Are you kind of bridging density, consciousness, and spiritual activism? Or are you kind of breaking loose of that energy, navigating through it? And this was the month of June on the planet, going back to where we started. And then in July, we've had the choice of how we're going to live with this awareness. And part of it has been to ascend into ascension awareness. And that's what's bringing us here right now.
Absolutely. So ascension awareness is what we're, is just two words that we're using to describe the sense that there is something more.
Well, and anchoring in that. It's really anchoring outside of spiritual
that there
activism.
Is an expansion beyond the me and the we. There is a oneness
that is
all that is.
Woohoo! And that oneness does not mean that you disappear. You know, so many, I've had the blessing, you and I both, Sri, over the past 15 years, we have met thousands and thousands of people. And we have had such a blessing of having this discussion with more than one person there that's always like, but what happens to the me? And that's that last remnant of the ego that tries to stop the journey. Mm-hmm. And every one of us, every single one, guys, without fail, everyone will get to a moment where only you can take yourself across the river. And that moment on a wider global scale is happening right now. This month of July has been about this river of consciousness that has become very available. It is very fast running. And it literally, for the first time, created this lift of the upper part of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. And this is why, if you have not yet read our article, Crazy or Sane, get to our website, SriandKira.com. Get into the articles section. You'll find it right there. It is an excellent article about what's happening, and it also helps you get a much broader understanding of the pyramid of spiritual awakening. And we have so much more to share about this. I mean, there's just so much happening.
And speaking of getting to the website, one of the things I'm just kind of pleased to share with people is when you visit sriankira.com, right at the top, there is a button where you can click on the December event.
Remembering Atlantis. And we are, I think you hear Sri and I are smiling a lot today because we are so blessed that we have been able to open up a few more slots. So there are now 6 slots available. So woohoo, you can get in.
Grab a friend, come on
down
and discover the truth of the energy of ascended living.
And what you will want to claim into your life through remembering Atlantis, remembering your healing mastery, and being with your spiritual community during the new year. Big, big, big stuff.
Oh, it's indeed a dynamic, uplifting experience.
Well, talk about ascension awareness.
Okay. Indeed. So ascension awareness is that wonderful place where all of a sudden we touch the peace of knowing that we are a truly a divine energy having the human experience. Mm-hmm. Not thinking about it, not sometimes, but knowing beyond all doubt that we are the divine energy having this human experience. And in that awareness comes the peace, it reinforces the trust to keep on going, because ascension consciousness is that final kind of top of the pyramid. You know, you see it on the dollar bill. They kind of use that symbol.
Well, yes, they have that. It's all-seeing eye. Actually, and that is lifted, right?
Yeah.
Which is very much what is happening, is that we are at a moment where, because of what's happening on the planet, the vast energies are here. And because energy is neutral, if you are tending toward a negative experience, then you're going to have that experience growing, and you're going to see that growing on the planet. And if you give yourself the gift of really aligning with the positive energies on the planet, you're going to see that gift grow as well. So it's quite a powerful moment. And, you know, Sri, speaking of powerful moments, before we go any further, we get so much mail, guys. And remember, you can send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com. Again, that's guest@sriankiraradio.com. And we really try to sneak in at least one letter a week if we can. And we received this letter, and guys, it's not always the same week you write. Like, this letter came in a little while ago, but this letter just feels really important because it really is aligned with consciousness. And so we want to read this letter.
Okay. So the subject line is, I appreciate your wisdom. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, dear Sri and Kira. This is my first email to you.
Congratulations.
Previously, I have tried calling in during the show. However, it wasn't my time to get through. Smiley face. I have been listening to you guys for a couple of years now, and I just love you and the messages that you're sharing so generously with the world.
Oh, thank you, Angel.
I have also read your book about sacred union, which inspired me to have more trust in love and divine timing.
Thank you for reading Sacred Union, The Journey Home, a powerful book.
She continues, I would be extremely honored if you could give me a mini soul reading specifically directed toward addressing my 20 plus years of chronic insomnia that has limited me in so many ways. I'm almost 34 now. After trying pretty much any and every healing modality one can think of, past life regression, acupuncture, Reiki, pranic healing, kundalini yoga, sweat lodges, smudging, meditations, journaling, homeopathy.
I bet some of you listening can relate to this. Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. I am still in the midst of a very bad bout of insomnia that's been going on for many months now. Mm. I want to find the solution. I want to stop taking sleeping pills and truly wake up to living my life fully. Mm. I'd appreciate any insight you can share with me on this. Your message would truly mean the world to me. Kind regards, Loretta.
Well, Loretta, first and foremost, Sri and I thank you with all our heart for writing, and thank you for listening. We are honored and we are delighted. You know, Loretta, part of the reason why we selected your email for this week is because oftentimes chronic insomnia is a mechanism used by the ego to prevent us from lifting to the next level in our consciousness. And today we're talking about anchoring into ascension awareness. Now, my angel, when I gaze at your energy field, the only thing that shows is a habitual ego that is oriented and is actually causing anxiety around the insomnia. You are an extremely awake, beautiful being filled with divine intuition. And all of these beautiful beings that are around you are sitting in meditation posture. And I keep asking for names and none of them are giving me names. They're saying you don't need the names. It will only engage the mind. But they're sitting around you in a circle in meditation posture. And they're saying, don't even try to go to sleep. They're saying, sit in your bed and meditate. And they're saying all you need do is put on, they're saying put on soothing music that calls to you. And I would put it on very, very soft, almost so soft that it's just outside of your hearing. And it could be music that's designed to help you sleep, not music that has subliminal messages in it, just music. And they're saying then have the lights off, maybe just a single candle. And as you sit there, simply start speaking to your soul. And they're saying that all that is happening within you is that your soul is seeking greater communication and greater connection. And my angel, that is ascension awareness. When we relax into the greater communication and let our soul lead. And so my love, honestly, this is about just unwinding a habit. And they're saying that if you sincerely go into this process within less than a couple months, this will be history and your intuition will be vastly expanded, as will your clarity for the next steps in your life. So thank you, my love, for writing. We are honored and we love you dearly.
Well, beautiful indeed. You know, one of the things to remember is that our body is a great litmus test, so to speak. Yeah, using science words, but our body is a storehouse. It's like it's communicating between our subconscious and our conscious, or between our soul and our conscious mind. And so things that go on in the body are revelatory. They can lead you to a deeper communion. Mm-hmm. And the key is not to push away and say, oh, doggone it, you're being a bad body for giving me this pain. Instead, to lean into the pain and ask for more. Ooh. More information.
Well, that, more you got to be careful where you're at. You're not asking for more pain. Please do not misunderstand what yeah. Sri just
Sorry
said.
Sorry if I misled you in any way.
No,
there.
What we're saying is that if we lean in and say, show me the gift. And this ties directly into anchoring ascension awareness, because reality is a fluid experience of your co-creative capacity, is it not? Reality is the gift that we co-create together. This entire worldly experience is a playground of illusion that gives our soul an opportunity to heal, to expand, to understand. It is an extraordinary, beautiful blessing. And when we commit to it with conscious awareness that can only be obtained through the journey of spiritual activism, then we are able to anchor on the other side of that river into ascension awareness. And in order to do that, there comes a moment in your life, and again, no one can do this for you, only you can bring yourself here, but there comes a moment in that, in every being's experience of this life, where there's this stillness inside of you that has an aha moment. It's that aha moment that gets that every single experience in your life, every single one without fail, no judgments, no exceptions, every single experience was a gift to assist you to become the master in form that you are once more, to self-ascend into your truth. That is when you anchor in ascension awareness, because until you can release that judgment, that doubt, that guilt, that anger, all of those grabs and pulls of density, you can't anchor. You can touch it. You can rehearse it. You can cycle into it. But to really anchor it takes that moment of being able to see that everything is conspiring. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have experiences that you wish you didn't have.
It also means that you might have to lovingly separate yourself from some of the patterns that have kept you in unproductive cycles.
Right. And it also, and this goes back to what we started with here, Sri, where you were talking about give me more. It's not about give me more pain.
I want more clarity. I want information.
And it's saying, show me the gift of this experience. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get the gift in the same moment, but it does mean you will get it. And if you're holding that energy, if you become the witness of the witnesser witnessing, now take that in, guys, become the witness of the witnesser witnessing, meaning you are now fully anchoring in a multidimensional expansionary experience. And again, I just need to say congratulations and how much I respect and honor the people that came and did that with us in person during our 5-day retreat here.
Well, it takes courage to step out of conventional living, even though more and more people are doing it. People are recognizing authenticity.
And it's becoming safer as long as you wake up to being with those who support you rather than being with those who doubt you. If you stay with people who are constantly questioning, doubting, and pelting you, it will hone your mastery because they are playing their job perfectly, right? They are, their whole purpose in life is to make sure that you really keep saying yes no matter what. But if you never give yourself the blessing of being with those who can sincerely support you and assist you to expand, then that becomes really hard.
Well, it does.
And it's not meant to be hard.
It actually becomes kind of a form of self-punishment.
Exactly. And it's not meant to be that.
No. We're meant to gather our lessons, smile, laugh, and keep going.
And there are steps, and it is easy. And after the break, we're going to be giving you lots of practical steps and stuff to do. And, you know, speaking of ascension awareness, we have all these amazing people holding on the phone. And remember, guys, if you want to get into the queue, just call 888-627-6008. And Sri, who do we have holding? We have
so
many beautiful people.
Well, okay, we're going to head to line one, and we're going to welcome Elizabeth from Tennessee.
Hey, Elizabeth, namaste. Welcome.
Oh, namaste. How are you guys?
Well, we are just so happy to say hi to you.
Oh, my goodness. You read my email last week, and I have to just say, oh, my goodness, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was having headaches and nausea, and you had said I was stuck between dimensions and need to do the star practice and pay attention to having an empathy cord into the third dimension, which, you know, I thought I was doing a great job lifting, and I was surprised to see all the ways I was still caught down in the third dimension, worrying about family members and things. And mm-hmm. I just, main thing I wanted to do is say thank you. I feel so much better. But I also, if there's any other expansion about this empathy cord and being aware of how it may manifest, I would love to have some more feedback on that.
Well, first of all, thank you for calling, and I'm so glad you got through. That is just wonderful. And, you know, Elizabeth, you are doing a great job. And everything, I love that you got through today, because everything you just shared is exactly what is needed to anchor into ascension awareness. You gave yourself the blessing, rather than saying, no, I'm doing a great job. You gave yourself the blessing of transparency and authenticity. And through that discovery, that is a mastery practice. And so as you were sharing, all of these beautiful angels around you are just clapping and saying, just now keep going. Don't look back, stay right here now, keep looking forward. And they're saying that the more that you anchor the steps that you are now taking, the easier it's going to become and the clearer the pathway. So there's the only gift that we can offer to you right now is to celebrate you. So woo, we're celebrating you. Uh-oh, even my dogs are. They got very excited.
Oh, and blessings to you guys. Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, thank you, my love. And we're so glad you got through. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, you know, one of the things that our caller Elizabeth brought up that I want to underscore is that the third dimension's number one way of both entrapping you and entrapping you is through the emotional body.
Yeah. Well, because the emotional body is only of the third dimension. So yeah. Once you free yourself up into the fifth dimension, you are really kind of delighted at how the emotional body no longer has that gripping pull on you.
What happens is the emotions still exist. Mm-hmm. However, they don't be with a little practice, they become informative rather than an ocean of compelling energy.
Well, because they're in
energy.
Their rightful place, right?
Yeah.
They're no longer your lord and master. They become a support mechanism for the soul experience.
Yeah, and then they help cultivate compassion,
exactly.
Empathy, and it become wonderful feedback tools mm-hmm. as we walk the world. However, it is indeed one of the mastery moments is to be able to recognize the useful role of emotions as information, not as identity.
Well, you know, and I love that, Sri, because it brings us into the whole concept of soul mirrors, you know, and what a soul mirror is. And this is such a vast and powerful energy that Sri and I are just ecstatic beyond belief, guys. Now, get your pen and write this down. This Thursday, this coming Thursday, July 26th, Sri and Kira, Alan and Sandra, we are debuting our new show, Soul Mirror. And this is, you know, you're ready to discover your soul mirror, learn more about it, free your soul mirror, what happens when you understand soul mirrors. And I think two sacred union couples coming together really helps mirror.
Well, it's truly a collective of wisdom as to how to navigate the world of intimacy and relationships, as well as understanding the role of ascension in a solo life.
Well, and the mirror of your own life with yourself, which is really what we're talking about today. So guys, look, if you are not on our newsletter list, the first thing I'll say is why not get on it and write at sriandkiraradio.com, get on the newsletter, you'll see it, or go to sriandkira.com, register for the newsletter. This Thursday, look for your email that will have how you can tune in live. Of course, you'll be able to call into the show, and we debut live on truthfrequencyradio.com, also at iHeartRadio.
TFRlive.com.
Right, but you'll get the email and join us Thursday, July 26th, 8 p.m. Pacific time. We're going into that late night genre, guys. You're definitely going to want to join us late night because it's a whole different show, and we are excited.
This is a different conversation indeed.
In every single way. And so this premiering this Thursday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, Truth Frequency Radio, or TFRlive.com. Soul Mirror is the name of the show, and I'm excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We hope you'll listen in and give us a ring while
and
we're over
get
there.
Get on our newsletter list. You can get the email with all the other fun details. So speaking of fun details, Sri, let's talk about how this ascension awareness energy can really shift your life. You know, first it's about shifting your life to get into it
yeah.
and to anchor it. And as we mentioned earlier, you can cycle in, you can cycle out. There's a lot you can do. And right after the break, we're going to be giving you guys some very specific steps about this. Because when you give yourself this gift, I mean, imagine claiming your life every day through the process that awakens you from really the vast playground of spiritual activism, because that's what spiritual activism is. It's a vast playground, but you lift through it, or you can drop back into.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
This is what we're seeing right now, and it's a question of where you put your vision.
Well, activism has its layers. It's everything from joining an army and fighting a war to lifting into more of a global compassionate
right,
action
right.
that is here to benefit a wide numbers of people. There's various levels of activism.
Mm-hmm.
The key here is that it's an important educational or evolutionary step,
right.
is to learn about how to access your heart, how to access greater wisdom, how to take action in the world without actually interfering with other beings.
Well, and, you know, I'm reflecting, Sri, and, you know, we had, like we mentioned earlier in the show, guys, we've had the blessing of being with students this entire, every single day since June 28th, I think. And one of the things that has really been blessing is to watch – when you're triggered, you know, when your spiritualized ego gets triggered, or when your spiritualized ego is leading, you actually block your ascension awareness because you remain stuck, so to speak, in spiritual activism.
Yeah, it triggers a need to control. Right. Remember that activism in large part is about, I want to change the way reality looks.
Right. And I want to blame others for myself not achieving my own goals. It takes a strong sense of spiritual tenacity that can only be birthed through spiritual responsibility to come forward and say yes to yourself, to look at yourself. And, you know, I really want to give kudos to our first caller today so far, to Elizabeth, who clearly said, you know, hey, you read my letter online, you gave me all this information. And I thought, well, God, I thought I was already doing a good job. But then to her credit, rather than say, no, that's not right, she said, well, let me just look. And it's when we keep looking deeper, we keep growing further. We keep getting more expansion. And so that's the blessing of the oneness experience, is that we realize from a deep, deep level that I am you, you are me, we are each other, that there is this infinite presence that supports us all, and that competition is an illusion, higher and lower is an illusion, and that when we can relax into that, release the ego, we really free ourselves to live an incredibly magnificent and abundant life.
Well, and that's a life that the qualities of grace, beauty, trust, creation are all there as more fundamental elements, because we're in a flow rather than being reactive and bounced around.
Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda. And you know, guys, we have all these people holding on the phone. Stay on there, guys. We're going to get to you. We've got tons of steps to give you. And how is it already that moment?
It is that moment. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little station break, and we want you to stick around, get your pen and paper ready. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. And today we are discussing ascension awareness, that zone of divine detachment that allows us to be in a state of gratitude for all experiences and to love our lives ever more deeply.
While we are loving everyone else's experience. And that is really the magic, isn't it? To get to a moment where you can be a witness of the experience without allowing it to consume you. And let's face it, guys, if we ever wanted some mastery training moments, the universe is certainly providing them right now.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
This is a massive moment on the planet. And, you know, Sri and I make it a point not to talk about the politics, not to talk about all of that, because you guys are getting that everywhere. You are getting bombarded with that. You certainly don't need to tune in to hear that here. However, what we do want to share is that everything that's happening is happening and inviting you to wake up through it. And that is a choice that you get to make. And that is part of how we move into ascension awareness. Is it not true?
Well, yeah. And I want to offer a couple of steps, actually three steps that are very important.
So get your pen and paper, because these really work, guys.
And the nice thing about steps that work is they work at every level.
Yeah.
Meaning whether you are an infant or a master.
Are we all not both? both.
Well, that's the sign of mastery there. But the key is to have some qualities that you know will carry you through the sticky times.
Mm-hmm.
And the first quality that I just want to share and underscore, we call it willingness.
Now take that in, guys, willingness. Now, this is something that we cultivate right away. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're in density consciousness or spiritual activism. The energy of willingness is a freedom energy, because it's really a moment that says, I am not a victim. Yeah. You know, to claim willingness is to claim yourself, to say, I am willing to see more. I am willing to do more. I am willing to grow. I am willing to go beyond this, you know, and that's a very powerful energy.
To go beyond is really a key phrase, because when we have a willingness to grow, a willingness to look deeper, what we discover is the infinite capacity of the universe to reveal itself.
Right.
You know, there's always more. There's ever refining levels of consciousness.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
ever refining beauty, knowledge, wisdom, capacity, creation. So to be willing is to say, I'm unstucking myself. I'm not going to get stuck up in one point of view.
I am removing myself. Well, willingness is a powerful sign of ascended awareness, because willingness means you are willing to kind of open your eyes a little more, to kind of not have that neck looking in one direction, you know, to kind of start getting that wider angle lens. And when we allow the willingness, how many people have you ever met that won't even talk about it, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to talk about this. I'm shutting it down, not going near it. Okay. If willingness does not exist, then it's not, you can't go any further. If willingness is not there, you're speaking to a closed door.
You cannot have an intelligent conversation at that
point. With yourself as well, right? Uh-huh. That's what we're talking about here, guys, ourselves.
Well, and I'll give you one more step before we jump back to the phone line.
All right.
Because willingness on its own right can be a little willy-nilly, meaning...
Well, and you
meaning,
know, I
it can be a little wild.
It can, but I want to share with all of you, if you have not yet started the 12 Lessons of Light, these are free. They are at our website. You want to open the door to willingness, take these lessons of light. They are free. They are powerful. All you have to do is go to our website right there on the homepage, Sri and Karen. They'll assist you to really anchor willingness.
And this other quality that goes hand in hand with willingness is what we call commitment.
Yes. Woo, that's a big one, Sri.
And the
now,
number
I heard
one,
all the commitment phobes are like, oh,
no,
we're talking about a commitment to you.
This is a
commitment
to yourself. To be able to redirect your mind, to look beyond the emotional Velcro, to look beyond your knee-jerk judgments, to look beyond the reliance upon dogma in order to feel safe. It's the commitment to redirect yourself. And so willingness is the openness. Commitment is the is active willingness, really, to go beyond the conventions and to look firsthand at what the universe is sharing with you.
Well, and this is why, again, if you have not yet connected with the 12 Lessons of Light, start them today. Go to shrinkcare.com and get it. You'll get the first lesson as soon as you register. And if you've done the 12 Lessons of Light, go back and read them again. Did you print them out? Did you print out the PDFs? Did you really take them in? Because every time you revisit those lessons, you lift your frequency and you deepen your willingness to remain committed to the journey. And while you're doing it, you're having some fun, you're gaining more insights. And this is part of that ever-refining spiral. You know, as Sri mentioned at the beginning of the show, when you're navigating the pyramid of spiritual awakening, there's those four stages that every being goes through, right? We don't always go through all of them in one lifetime, but the first two you will always go through, and that is density consciousness and spiritual activism. Lifting into ascension awareness requires choice, willingness, commitment. And those three phases, so to speak, that go on and they're constantly refining are, number one, awareness. You need to be aware of what it is you are anchoring, of what it is you are growing
Keep
into.
Keep your eyes open.
And then once you're aware, you are able to really have the experience of it. Through awareness, you naturally have experience. And then through the experience, you've got choice. And that's constant choice. You know, you are constantly having to re-up, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, speaking of re-upping, let's revisit the phone lines.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to go over to line two, and we'll say hi to Corey from California.
Namaste, beautiful angel. Welcome.
Namaste, beautifuls. Thank you.
Hey, how nice to hear you.
It's great to hear you. I feel like it's been too long. I'm really excited. I'm coming down in December. Woo!
Woo-hoo! All right. We are excited you're going to be here.
I need a self-ascension boost. With
you will get one. I can promise you that.
But things are going good. I'm noticing a lot of just expansion in my perception. The stars are calling me. The angels are coming to me in the clouds. And the trees are talking to me. So I know something's going right. And I'm just looking for some more just clarity around sustaining myself and finding more joy in my work and what I'm putting out there.
Yeah, well, my love, wow. You know, as you were sharing, it was like I could feel the entire, all of the, I don't want to use the word plant kingdom, but like I could feel all of the elementals and all of the energies supporting you saying, we won't let you forget who you are. And what I'm seeing is this, there's been this moment, and it's interesting. It's wrapped around your head, almost like a turban, and the underside of it almost looks like gauze, like your head was healing, like you had had almost I don't want to say like a tumor removed, but it's like there's this gauze around your head that was healing parts of you that were really needing healing in your brain. And then wrapped around that, though, is this beautiful silk golden cloth that's saying, now that you are healing, we will hold you in the divine. Your energy will expand. Your clarity is growing. And your kinship with the truth of who you are is becoming ever brighter. And they're saying that you are recuperating. You are currently recuperating from a crisis of spirit in the truth of who you are, and that is currently in a very powerful regeneration moment that will take you to where you had dreamed to go. And that's what they want you to hear, my angel. So thank you so much for getting through. Talk about ascension awareness. Wow.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, that really validates when Don Simeon told me that there was something wrong with my brain, and I kind of knew what he was talking about on some levels, but that just really takes it to another level of healing. And gosh, I'm so grateful for you guys. And oh boy, this is great. Thank you so much. I have tears in my eyes, and I love you guys, and I love our community. And whew, thank you.
Thank you, my angel. I have tears in my eyes too.
Yeah,
we love you so much.
Thanks for checking in.
Feel our arms around you until we get to do that in person in December. Much love, Corey.
Many blessings. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too, honey. Bye-bye. Whew, I don't know about you, Sri, but I'm really, like, I felt that.
Well, that, and I was appreciating what Corey said as the trees are talking to me, the clouds are talking
to me. Oh, yeah, that's such a gift when we allow ourselves that gift.
Well, it's a reminder of a deeper level of truth.
Yeah.
There are no inanimate objects.
That's so true.
Everything is energy. Everything is alive. And everything will talk to you if you simply relax the mind's need to categorize.
Well,
you know?
I just have to share with all of you, you know, we pushed really hard to get Tosa Blue Mountain really ready for all of our guests. And one of the things that got constructed was this gorgeous, huge stone fountain from all of the stones here. And then Sri and I have since added crystals and citrines and all kinds of other beautiful things to it. And if you're in our newsletter list, you will see a picture of this in the August newsletter. So get on the newsletter list. But I was giggling how we've actually created a meditation with the fountain and the rocks, because so many rock people, and without sharing with people what we're seeing in the rocks, everyone is seeing the same thing.
Well, there's all
amazing,
kinds of
including this ancient alien skull and turtles and bears, and it's just crazy. And so all of you that are joining us in the September group, which is also sold out, and the December group, which we now can have six people come, very excited.
Six more.
That's going to be one of our experiences, and it's profound. It's just profound.
Absolutely. And a beautiful reminder to get out of the way.
Yeah, and to allow yourself to relax into what is trying to be shared with you. So, you know, any of you that are not out there letting Mother Earth talk to you, when was the last time you did lay in a field and let the clouds form any beautiful shapes for you? Give yourself that gift. That helps lift you into ascension awareness because it frees the mind.
And the mind is a useful tool for navigating density, and it's kind of a lousy tool for your ascension process.
It is.
Unless you are truly committed to use it as a gateway.
Well, so let's talk again. All right. So what are we saying, guys? We're saying willingness, right? You first have to look within your heart and say, am I willing to go beyond? That's what willingness is. And then, of course, spiritual tenacity is really important. Or
that's
tenacity.
Where we're heading.
It is where we're heading.
You know, the commitment is the expression of active willingness to be able to redirect the mind to look beyond, to use that willingness to go deeper. And that leads us to the third step, which is tenacity.
It is. And you know, I always kind of jump to the chase on that because to me, spiritual tenacity is willingness. Spiritual tenacity is commitment.
Yes.
Spiritual tenacity is kind of like everything because spiritual tenacity is your message, your energy given back to the universe that says, I won't quit. I am going to continue. And really, you know, I always go back to Archangel Zadkiel because there's just so much richness in Zadkiel, but one of the many beautiful things Zadkiel has said to us and shared with us was, you will be known by your energy. You will be known by your heart. You will not be known by your words. And so spiritual tenacity is an energy that is emitting an attractor field out to the universe that says yes.
Now, attractor field is a powerful understanding because tenacity, as Kira just shared, incorporates the willingness, incorporates the commitment you've made. It's the ability to stick to your path, meaning I commit to my unfolding life. I commit to my surrender to the divine, and I'm willing and committed.
Yes.
In my tenacity.
Yes. And you know, Sri, I've got to say, and for 15 years, you and I have really said yes. And our spiritual tenacity has been unwavering. And I am very grateful that we can be in our integrity and say, we absolutely know for a fact that if you give that gift to yourself, the universe will give you back ways that are just defying the mind. It's a miracle life that comes through the gift of spiritual tenacity.
Absolutely. And that leads you into the lifestyle of the modern mystic,
right,
where there are no ordinary moments.
No, there are.
The divine is speaking through the clouds and the trees.
And what a blessing. Are we not here to have fun?
We are here to have fun and to have a good time in our life experience.
That was another Archangel Zadkiel. If you've never read The Four Knowns, one of Zadkiel's discourses, another great one to read. Well, you know, Sri, speaking of great ones, we have all these people standing by, so let's go to the next line.
We're going to line three. And we'll say hello to Logan from Colorado.
Namaste, Logan. Welcome, Angel.
Hello, Sherry. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
You too.
So, as of recently, I have faced a fork in the road, and it has kind of turned my life upside down. I'm kind of questioning the universe and as of where to go now and what to do with my life. So if I could have a mini soul reading and gain some clarity through you today, that would be a pleasure, and that would be all I'm asking for.
Oh, well, Logan, I just want to say first and foremost, sweetheart, I've got my arms around you and I feel you and I love you deeply and I am really holding you through this time. I see the rest of what you're not sharing and I just need you to know I feel you very, very deeply. And the first thing that the universe wants you to hear it's funny, they're standing around you right now and they almost look like soldiers, but they're like from the Arthurian times. Like they're all in these beautiful helmets and these hand hammered, you know, suits of armor. And they're all standing around you and they're saying, you are a warrior of spirit. And that when this experience has come forward for you now, it has done so to assist you to remove the remnants that have been holding you back. And they're saying that sometimes you have to be stripped clean to see what is right in front of you. And they're saying that as far as your future direction, you've already chosen it. It's about getting even clearer and stepping forward. They're also saying you're going to need to take some risks, reach out to some people that you've not reached out to, do a couple things that you've thought about doing but haven't yet done. And they just keep saying if you stay the course by, it looks to me like late August, so that's not that far away. By late August, there is a great shift and it will take you on the next abundant track of your life. And that's exactly their words, not mine. So I'm really grateful you got through today. You're at that moment, Logan, where your spiritual tenacity, I promise you, will pay off. I get why you're questioning the universe. We all go through these moments. The good news is when you're on the other side of this, you will never have to do this again. This is that moment. And I honor you and I'm holding you and I love you dearly. Thank you for calling in, Angel.
Thank you so much, Sri and Kara. I appreciate everything you have done for me in this community. Namaste. Mm.
Namaste, my angel. Many, we appreciate many you. Many blessings. Wow. That just touches me so deeply.
Yeah, yeah. And it really does. It reminds me of the truth that when you are in that zone of it's kind of the dark night of the soul.
Right.
we just,
everybody goes through it. You can't not go through it, guys. It's
such a tender place.
It is.
And we can't seem to see our way through. Yet,
it's challenging.
As we relax into trusting the unknown, knowing that Spirit has our back, what will happen is a deepening appreciation for the entire process of life.
Yes.
And that is the payoff that's coming, but it takes the surrender.
Well, but the gift is, and you got to love, Sri, every one of our callers, this has all been ascension awareness.
Yep.
Every single one. Well, you know, I see a very special caller online, one who has a birthday coming.
Birthday time.
We know what that's like.
Okay, let's go say hi to Monica.
Hey, Monica, namaste.
Well, hello, beloved Dream Hero. You're making me cry over here with joy. Oh, well, I love you and I miss you. And I'm so eager to hear what you have to say about my beloved Sacred Union.
Well, I'm so surprised. Well, Monica, you know, I first of all just want to share with you that as you begin to enter another beautiful cycle around the sun, another year of glorious celebration of the you that you are, the year that is before you is a year for you to anchor the love of your life, which is you. And I really, with all my heart, Angel, don't want to be a broken record, but I will share with you that it is really important for you to know that you do have this beloved around you, but they're waiting for you to love yourself as much as you will love them. And so may that be the gift you give yourself. And I want you to promise me, I want you to go have fun. I mean, go get on a swing set. Go get on a sliding board. Go do whatever you need to do. Go get some cotton candy and some balloons and giggle. And they're saying that as you go and celebrate yourself, those that are celebrating you will find that energy captivating and assist you to expand it. And so happy, happy birthday, mm-hmm. Angel.
I love it. I'm going to go do exactly that. I love you.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Have a blast. And while you're there, have one for me. I'll be right there with you.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
All right, my angel. Many blessings and happy birthday.
Thank you with all my heart. I love you both so much.
Right. You got it.
Namaste. You know, here we are, and the show is, we're running into the top of the hour, but I think we can say hello to one more caller.
Well, let's do that.
We're going to run to line 3, and we'll say hi to Scorpio from New Jersey.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Hello, Sri and Kara. Namaste, you guys. And by the way, happy belated birthday, Sri. How are you?
Well, thank you. I am just so delighted with all of the love I've been receiving. Thank you.
You guys have been great. I love your show. I wish you guys could live stream here and at least extend your show at least for another hour. and I will call to buy so quick. And I was just wondering, Kira, if you can give me a mini soul reading.
Well, I am honored to do so. And I do want to say that while this show has not extended by an hour, we do have our new show. We will be doing two shows a week. So just a reminder to everybody, since you mentioned that, this Thursday, we premiere Soul Mirror Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And everybody will get an email on that. Now, Scorpio, my angel, wow. When I gaze at your energy field right now, it's funny. You look like... it's like you have 8 feet, and these 8 feet sometimes all walk together, and sometimes they're all trying to walk in different directions, and you're like, wait a minute, I can't do this. You know, I can't go right while I'm going left. I can't go forward while I'm going back. And in the middle is this crystalline cross energy that is birthing up out of you, and this beautiful feminine voice. It almost feels like a Mary or a Kuan Yin type energy to me, because I'm not seeing it as one. It's just like this beautiful feminine goddess energy is gazing at you, and she's saying very, very softly, my beloved one, come into the sacred center of your crystalline core with me now. Ignite your eyes with the lens of the divine and clear away the congestion and the multiple paths that are distracting you. Stay focused here in the center and see what is right before you. And she's reaching out and opening a door and beckoning you to walk through with her. And she's looking at me and putting her hand up to her mouth and saying, the rest is for you and her. And so, my angel, I encourage you to go sit with her and let her take you through this door. There's a lot ahead, and I am honored that you called in today, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Many blessings. We are delighted to have this connection. And as we come to the top of the hour here, I just want to remind everybody listening that your life is your spiritual path.
Now take that in. That is ascension awareness. That is mastery, when we recognize that our life is our spiritual path.
And that no matter what has happened, no matter how many times you've fallen, no matter how many times you've been in pain, when you stand back up again and inhale and say, I'm going to keep going.
Yes,
I have willingness.
Show me the gift.
I have commitment and I have tenacity.
Exactly.
Willingness, commitment, and tenacity.
That'll get you there every time.
That'll carry you into the direct mystical experience of knowing the truth of oneness.
And if you want to get some support along the way, please visit sriandkira.com. Get on our newsletter list. If you have not taken those 12 lessons of light, please get them. They're free. Get them. Start them today. And if you've taken them, start them again. They will give you the support that you are absolutely needing to assist you. And last but not least, if your heart's calling, hey, come join us in December. We are so excited. We could open up 6 more slots. So please join us. Sriandkira.com.
Beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday.
Or this Thursday.
Or this
on
Thursday.
On our new show, Soul Mirror.
Way to go. Until that moment comes forward, just breathe deeply, one foot in front of the other.
Woo-hoo!
And may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.